148-pound heifers at Callaway Livestock Center brought $351 and a quarter. The weighted average price for those light five weights statewide this week at $336. And then we had five loads, 375 head of heifers weighed from 7 to 745 pounds, all sell at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon for $293.75. And those heifers there were going to feed.
Thanks, Tony. And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady to $2 lower. Feeder pigs had no comparison. Demand was steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $44.41, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $82.81. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grabner for Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Have you noticed the price of eggs recently? Bet you have. Whitaker's Market just received a shipment of organic free-range brown jumbo eggs. That's a lot of adjectives, but the sticker price is $2 per dozen, and that will make your breakfast, whether you like your eggs poached, scrambled, or fried, taste even better. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and Wisconsin Quest card.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a meeting in El Salvador, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says Kilmer Obrego Garcia told him he's been moved from a notorious prison to a detention center with better conditions. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Van Hollen says he asked El Salvador's vice president if that country had any reason to imprison him.
Why is he here? Because the Trump administration is paying us to keep him here.
The Maryland Democrats said to create a softer image, Salvadoran officials initially wanted the meeting to take place poolside.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoing a Republican-backed bill intended to support the Trump administration's immigration crackdown by requiring local and state officials in Arizona to cooperate with federal enforcement efforts. A shootout at a Fulton County, Georgia motel Friday morning all started when the cops saw a man jaywalking. They stopped him. Backup was called. When the other officer arrived, the suspect started shooting. Two officers shot. They returned fire. The suspect dead. This is ABC News. Thousands turned out at a Michigan park for an annual marshmallow drop.
Matt Mason brought his daughter, Georgia.
Probably the most exciting part was seeing the helicopters. But once we saw the marshmallows drop, we got really excited.
Parents and kids in Warden Park, Royal Oak, Michigan, Friday. And Melissa Nowrocki, Oakland County Recreation Chief.
The Great Marshmallow Drop has been going on for over 30 years.
Children grab as many fallen marshmallows as they can to exchange for a prize bag with water park tickets and a color your own kite.
Say thank you for the marshmallows.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. His trainer says Cameron Frechet, one of the top high school football recruits in Alabama, has declined a $750,000 name, image, and likeness deal that would have required the sophomore to move out of the state. The 6'3" edge rusher will stay at Thompson High School in Alabaster. Some 10,000 pages of records on the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy have been released. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're having a good start to your Saturday. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor report came out on April 15th, and for southwest Wisconsin, a good chunk of the area is either abnormally dry or in a moderate drought. Though as we head through the next few days, we'll definitely get our share of rain, especially later in the day on Sunday and Sunday night. Yes, this coming Easter Sunday, as the developing surface low works its way into the upper Midwest and brings widespread rain to the region. There may be some snow to the north of us as well. So in our area, not really expecting any, but definitely near Superior and closer to Lake Superior overall, there could be 1 to 3 inches of wet, heavy snow with this system. Getting to today, though, today is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant. A high near 57, the barometer going up with a surface high building over the region, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to about 15 at times. Tonight, then, mostly clear. The wind becoming calm will back down close to freezing. Areas of fog are possible after midnight, and some of that could carry into early tomorrow. Then Easter Sunday itself, not a bad start to the day, and the early afternoon not bad as well. Highs around 56. Increasing clouds though, and in the afternoon there is the increasing potential for showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well, and up to a quarter of an inch of rain could fall by about 7 p.m. On Sunday night, then, widespread rain falling steady and moderate, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, lows around 42, and a half inch to an inch of rain is possible on Sunday night. Monday, then, blustery, mostly cloudy with occasional light rain, another tenth of an inch or so possible, highs around 54. Tuesday, drying out a bit, though, a chance of showers late in the day, maybe a thunderstorm, highs around 65. Wednesday looks like a better day all around, highs around 71 with a partly cloudy to mostly sunny sky. And then on Thursday, another system could affect the Midwest and bring us showers and thunderstorms, and some of that could carry into early Friday. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
We've moved down to our new morning low of 38 degrees with partly cloudy conditions. The high yesterday, 69. No rain to report today. We did have 87 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Our record high from 1985 was 85, and the record low from 1988, 19. 1 year ago, 50 the high, 36 hour low. The sun will rise, this morning, it will rise at 6:13. So just a few minutes from now. Sunset today at 7:49, and sunrise tomorrow at 6:12. The air is calm. The barometric pressure is at 30.05 on the rise, and no precip to tell you about. The high yesterday, we just missed 70. It was 69, and our current temperature under partly cloudy conditions is our morning low. We're at 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores, along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscobel.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It's a three-game winning streak for the Milwaukee Brewers and a successful major league debut for Caleb Durbin. The rookie third baseman went 2-for-4. He scored a run and made a great defensive play at third base, and Christian Yelich drove in a season-high 3 runs to spark a 5-3 victory over the A's at American Family Field last night. Game 2 of that series is this evening. Caleb Durbin was called up for the game just yesterday. Other National League finals, Washington at Colorado postponed because of weather. The Cubs over Arizona, 13-11. Philadelphia, a 7-2 win over Miami. And the Mets down St. Louis, 5-4. American League, Toronto over Seattle, 3-1. Boston pounded the Chi Sox, 10-3. Detroit 7, KC 3, and the Yankees blank Tampa Bay 1-0. A lot of finals in Interleague. It was Cleveland over Pittsburgh 10-7, Cincinnati an 8-3 win over Baltimore, Atlanta 6, Minnesota 4. It was a shutout 3-0, the Dodgers over the Rangers, Houston 6, San Diego 4, and Los Angeles 2-0 over San Francisco. Damian Lillard will not be in the lineup for the Bucks' first postseason game today, but it won't be long before he's back. The veteran point guard is no longer being treated for deep vein thrombosis and has returned to team workouts. His quick recovery has been called historic. Bucks general manager John Horst told reporters that Lillard's most recent weekly scan showed significant improvement. The star took part in 3-on-3 drills Wednesday. The NFL Draft's annual pilgrimage to cities across the league is arriving in Green Bay next week with all the pageantry that comes with operating in the home league's only publicly owned franchise. Green Bay's smaller population likely means a smaller number of people at this draft. Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy says a total attendance of about 250,000 people is expected. That's less than one-third of the record crowd of over 775,000 people that attended last year's draft in Detroit. The league says several NFL players from Wisconsin will be announcing draft selections next week. Packers legends Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, and Jordy Nelson will be part of the opening ceremonies on Thursday. NFL legends like former Packer Jerry Kramer and David Robinson will have roles, along with former Wisconsin Badgers Alec Ingold of the Dolphins and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. Nearly 20 players and former players with Wisconsin connections will be present in Green Bay.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Here's your weekend weather outlook from WRCO-FM. For today, partly sunny and pleasant, a high temperature in the upper 50s. Clear and cooler tonight, will drop down to 35. Sunday, increasing clouds and winds. Rain will arrive in the afternoon, a high of 53. Monday, breezy with light rain, again a high of 53. We get back to the 60s on Tuesday, partly cloudy, a few showers at night. And then a warm-up begins on Wednesday, with a few showers in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature of 71 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice. Jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got
got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Oh, yeah. I met a pretty little girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. And she started in spending my money, started in calling me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting knives.
Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hi, Jamie Johnson here, the campus pastor at the Mission here in Richland Center. We'd like to invite you to the Community Easter Egg Hunt sponsored by the Mission and Crime Stoppers. The event will start at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday by the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The kids will be released by ages and collect as many eggs as they want. They will turn those eggs in for a bag of candy, pick up items from Crime Stoppers, and a Culver Scoopy chip. The Easter Bunny will also be there for a photo op as well. The Mission is also sponsoring a free movie at 3 p.m. at Center Cinema, which incidentally is the home of the Mission. It is the new King of Kings animation that is taking the country by storm this past week. We will pay for your ticket and you can enjoy the movie. Concessions will be available for purchase. So, 10:30 Easter Egg Hunt at Crosscut Park and free movie that afternoon at the home of the Mission at Center Cinema at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
At 16, he got a new car. Swears his father doesn't know he's alive. Wishes he could be like Tom. Goes fishing with his dad. But Tom and his hand-me-down clothes. Wishes he could have a car like Jimmy. Everybody's got something.
but nobody's got it all. Oh, 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 oh. Lola is a raving beauty, got men waiting in line. Never has found the right one, already married 3 times. Wishes she could be like Molly, still married to a high school sweetheart. But Molly walks by the mirror, wishing she could look more like Lola.
Tell you what, that John Anderson's a pretty wise man. Everybody's got something, but nobody's got it all. 627, as we move to 630, we'll have a news, weather, and sports update. We'll do that in about 3 minutes. Your Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing a morning low of 38. And that's our current temp as well. Here's Don Williams to take us to news time.
My heart is out of control. This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. And when I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a bit crazy. Constantly think about you constantly. Look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon you. And it is dangerous, I know, to be lost in you so. But I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Desperately, when you're not here with me, I get a little bit
get crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby.
Good morning. It's 6:30. We're at 38 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless? Bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny and pleasant conditions today. We're going to get into the upper 50s. They're saying about 57. Cooling off a bit. Fog tonight, 33, and mid-50s with some light rain for your Easter Sunday. Our current temperature is our morning low. We're at 38.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the Democratic governor legally used the state's uniquely powerful veto to lock in a school funding increase for the 400 schools. The split ruling from the liberal-controlled court on Friday affirms the partial veto power of Wisconsin governors. The veto has been used by both Republican and Democratic governors to reshape spending bills by the legislature. Governor Tony Evers took an increase for the 2023-24 and 24-25 school years and vetoed the 20 and the hyphen to make the end date 24-25, so the increase will last 400 years. Now, the justices said governors are allowed to strike digits or create a longer duration than what the legislature approved. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Barnard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. SSM Health was honored with the Wisconsin Safety Council Workplace Safety Award during the 83rd Annual Safety Conference held this week at the Kalahari Resorts and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The award underscores the healthcare organization's commitment to fostering a culture of safety and ensuring the well-being of everyone who enters the facilities. The awards program is sponsored by Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development and M3 Insurance to recognize companies within Wisconsin that prioritize safety culture and have maintained exemplary safety records. A panel of independent safety, health, and insurance professionals selected the winners based on criteria that included company safety records, training programs, safety and health leadership, and other accomplishments. Families looking for something fun and free to do are welcome to attend a Saving for the Future event at the Black Earth Children Museum today to celebrate Financial Literacy Month. The Black Earth Children's Museum will offer free admission for all guests from 9 to 2. Saving for the Future Day includes a storytime reading of Dina's Lucky Penny, the Wisconsin Money Smart Week Big Read Book for 2025. Other activities for children include What Do I Want to Be When I Grow Up?, sponsored by EdVest 529, and financial literacy activities with Lake Ridge Bank. Children are encouraged to find the pig and return it for a chance to win a prize as they enjoy the other exhibits at Black Earth Children's Museum. If you need more information, you can visit blackearthchildrensmuseum.org. And the main stage for the NFL draft in Green Bay has officially been topped off. Planning specialist Megan Robertson says contractors will soon begin working in other areas around Titletown, including the Johnsonville Tailgate Village. If you're heading to the NFL draft next week in Green Bay and you're going to travel there, plan ahead. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising anyone traveling to or through the Green Bay area to prepare for changes to their routes. Construction projects are starting in various counties that could impact travel late next week, including Brown, Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. You can access real-time information on travel conditions by downloading the 511 Wisconsin app, dialing 511, or visiting on the web 511.wi.gov. The DOT says motorists may also encounter its safety patrol along sections of the highway in Brown and Outagamie counties. The NFL draft takes place April 24th through the 26th in Green Bay. News time at WRCO-FM is now 6:36. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast in a moment.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here's your weekend weather outlook from WRCO-FM. For today, partly sunny and pleasant, a high temperature in the upper 50s. Clear and cooler tonight, will drop down to 35. Sunday, increasing clouds and winds. Rain will arrive in the afternoon, a high of 53. Monday, breezy with light rain, again a high of 53. We get back to the 60s on Tuesday, partly cloudy, a few showers at night. And then a warm-up begins on Wednesday, with a few showers in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature of 71 degrees.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It's a three-game winning streak for the Milwaukee Brewers and a successful major league debut for Caleb Durbin. The rookie third baseman went 2-for-4. He scored a run and made a great defensive play at third base, and Christian Yelich drove in a season-high 3 runs to spark a 5-3 victory over the A's at American Family Field last night. Game 2 of that series is this evening. Caleb Durbin was called up for the game just yesterday. Other National League finals, Washington at Colorado postponed because of weather. The Cubs over Arizona, 13-11. Philadelphia a 7-2 win over Miami, and the Mets down St. Louis 5-4. American League, Toronto over Seattle 3-1. Boston pounded the Shy Sox 10-3. Detroit 7, KC 3, and the Yankees blank Tampa Bay 1-0. A lot of finals in Interleague. It was Cleveland over Pittsburgh 10-7, Cincinnati an 8-3 win over Baltimore, Atlanta 6, Minnesota 4. It was a shutout 3-0, the Dodgers over the Rangers, Houston 6, San Diego 4, and Los Angeles 2-0 over San Francisco. Damian Lillard will not be in the lineup for the Bucks' first postseason game today, but it won't be long before he's back. The veteran point guard is no longer being treated for deep vein thrombosis and has returned to team workouts. His quick recovery has been called historic. Bucks general manager John Horst told reporters that Lillard's most recent weekly scan showed significant improvement. The star took part in three-on-three drills Wednesday. The NFL Draft's annual pilgrimage to cities across the league is arriving in Green Bay next week with all the pageantry that comes with operating in the home league's only publicly owned franchise. Green Bay's smaller population likely means a smaller number of people at this draft. Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy says a total attendance of about 250,000 people is expected. That's less than one-third of the record crowd of over 775,000 people that attended last year's draft in Detroit. The league says several NFL players from Wisconsin will be announcing draft selections next week. Packers legends Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, and Jordy Nelson will be part of the opening ceremonies on Thursday. NFL legends like former Packer Jerry Kramer and David Robinson will have roles, along with former Wisconsin Badgers Alec Ingold of the Dolphins and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. Nearly 20 players and former players with Wisconsin connections will be present in Green Bay.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Two of Wisconsin's top collegiate basketball standouts have been listed among the top 10 players in this season's NCAA men's basketball tournament. Neither the Marquette Golden Eagles nor the Wisconsin Badgers even made it to the Sweet 16, but that didn't keep John Tonjay and Cam Jones from being singled out by SBNation.com. Tonjay was ranked 5th among tournament players, Jones number 8. Two-time All-Star Ja Morant promised a sprained ankle wouldn't keep him out of the Memphis play-in game against Dallas, with the Western Conference last postseason berth up for grabs last night. Morant did more than just play. He delivered a thrilling start that included a high-flying one-handed slam that had teammate Desmond Bane yelling "Showtime" at him in celebration. As Morant elevated so much, his eyes were level with the rim. The guard scored 16 of his 22 in the first half. Memphis never trailed in a 120-106 victory to take the number 8th seed and a spot Sunday in Game 1 at top-seeded Oklahoma City. Morant was injured Tuesday night at Golden State. Wisconsin native Tyler Hero scored 30 points while sinking 2 3-pointers in overtime, and the Miami Heat regrouped after losing an early lead to beat the Atlanta Hawks 123-114 last night and make NBA play-in tournament history. Miami will play at Cleveland on Sunday night in the opening game of the first round in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Davion Mitchell scored only 7 points in regulation before adding 3 3-pointers in overtime for Miami. San Antonio coach Greg Popovich is doing well at home after needing medical attention earlier this week following an incident at a restaurant. That's according to a person with knowledge of the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity Friday, because neither Popovich nor the team released any details publicly about the incident. The 76-year-old Popovich, who missed most of this season while recovering from what the Spurs called a mild stroke, was at a restaurant in San Antonio on Tuesday night when when he began not feeling well. TMZ Sports obtained video footage of what it said was Popovich being placed into an ambulance.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Spend your weekend to wake up by enjoying Marie Osmond, Read My Lips. No new taxes. Now, wait a minute. That was George Bush the first. Never mind. 648. We're moving on through your Saturday. The worst floor and home thermometer. Hey, we're back up to 39. The low so far, 38. And round to that high of 57 later today. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour, we'll have a news update.
WRCO.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even 1 drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Your Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
A fire that's been burning.
original. From a year ago, that's Little Big Town and Sugarland. We're 3 minutes away from a news update from the ABC Radio Network. Well, look at your weekend forecast, and don't forget, in about 25 minutes, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, including your rabbit ears memory.
Maybe I took for granted you'd be around to pick me up on my way down. I thought my feet were planted firmly on the ground, till one day my whole world came unwound. Like a ball of yarn kept neatly on a spool, you held the life together of this broken-hearted fool. And what once was the exception now seems to be the rule. And there's a burning question, a fire in my mind. You always had the answers, the ones I couldn't find. So all I'm asking is, where are you now? Father time would sell me, I'd take it all, if only you'd be back around. A bit of time should spell me, I might take the call, but there's no way of knowing where I'm bound. So here it comes, another fine mess I've gotten. If I knew which way to turn, I'd still turn to you. So if everything is said and done, what am I supposed to do? That's the burning question.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good.